Hey guys, this is James Miller and Dave Miller, and this is another episode of the Miller Group Real Estate Show. Today is March 24th of 2021, and today's episode is going to be about 5G and what it means for Amelia Island. So, Dad, just wanted to get started off, maybe just going briefly over what 5G is. I think most people would be familiar with it, but just in case they aren't, wanted to give just a little synopsis or background on the evolution of 5G and what it means.
Well, I think everybody's familiar with kind of where we've come with 4G and our phone communications, that most everybody is at that level of 4G through their cell phone carriers. And 5G represents the fifth generation of this technology. But the interesting thing is it's really 10 to 100 times faster than 4G. So it obviously has major implications and major opportunities for how it will change things as we move forward.
Basically, it can handle a lot more data and faster processing speed. So it's going to enable a lot more of remote and virtual activities, correct?
Yeah, just a lot of intercommunications, a lot of opportunities relative to things that require a lot of data to be processed quickly and with low latency. So things such as education, things such as
autonomous cars.
You think of autonomous cars, exactly, in terms of medical information being handled remotely. There are a lot of different things that this will enable, just the Internet of Things, where appliances communicate directly with each other.
Let's dig into some of those things. For example, thinking about the ability to work remote or educate your child remotely, like an online school, for example. I think that obviously that's been a trend over the past year because of COVID. And we've seen as a result, or partly as a result of that, a big boom here locally in demand for the area. And I think it really is that Amelia Island is a very desirable place to live. And what's changed, that hasn't changed, but what has changed is that people's ability to move here at a younger age rather than move here once they retire has changed over the past year. And I think that trend's here to stay, and it's only going to become a bigger trend, I think, in the future. And I think 5G is going to allow that to happen.
Yeah, no question. The things that attract people to our community, the beaches, the marshes, the trees, they will always remain the primary reason that people want to live here. What's changed is that we were before, at least the south end of the island and the Amelia Island plantation, were primarily made up of retired individuals and second home owners. But that's going to change, already has started to change, because of the fact that people can work from home and have the ability to communicate and do all the things here now that they could only do maybe in more metropolitan areas. So we're clearly going to see a younger demographic and families start to come to the island and into our communities.
It'll be interesting to see what the Amelia Island Plantation Community Association is doing a census this year. And I believe the last time we had a census was in 2012, I think. It'll be interesting to see what some of our statistics that come back, because I have a feeling that the demographic has already changed quite a bit. And I think that median age, while we're still an older community, I think there's a lot more people, you know, under the age of 60 that have moved here in the past year. And I think that the numbers that are going to come back from that might surprise some people. So that'll be interesting to keep an eye out for that. Also thinking about what that might mean for the real estate market, just a thought is, we've mentioned this before in previous podcasts, but forever we had this trend of downsizing, of people looking to sell their bigger homes and looking to live in smaller all-on-one level homes. And while I think there's still that's still going to be important to a certain demographic in our community, I think that there's going to be a lot of people that are actually looking for more space. if they're working from home and if they have children, they want a space that they can have for office, for example, in their house where they can work and not be distracted. And they might need a place for their children to educate should they decide to be in an online school. So it'll be interesting to see if we have a reversal of floor plan, you know, trends in floor plans, that reversal might be here to stay for a little while longer. It's too early to say that yet, but we have seen some people looking for a little more square footage than we've seen in the past.
You know, it's, and not only that, but going into having more separate compartmentalized space, separate rooms where you can get away, be private, and have your own space, which is so different than what we've seen the last 10 years or so with the big open floor plans being the preferred scenario. So I think we're seeing kind of a shift back to that. And I think you're right. The larger home is kind of what's being asked for. There's a lot of that that's come back in vogue because of people looking for one or even two offices in a home to accommodate both people, and if you've got kids, you certainly are looking for that.
Absolutely. Another aspect, we mentioned autonomous cars earlier, and I was just kind of thinking about that. Seems like it's so far in the future that that would be possible, but you know what 5G, what it could theoretically do is make the autonomous car a reality because it needs that processing speed for it to be safe. For the car to know where to drive and et cetera. But let's just say fast forward to some point in the future where we do have that, where we do have autonomous cars, that's going to be an interesting thing to look at from a community standpoint in terms of does it solve other problems or existing problems for you without requiring a lot of infrastructure? And also, you know, what changes are we going to need to make? And one thing that was in my mind, I was thinking about is in our community, beach access has always been a struggle, not only on the plantation, that's an issue for residents that don't live on the beach and aren't club members, but it's also a major issue for the Amelia Island community at large, because when you get on a busy weekend, it's limited parking to find, or the ability to park at the beach is limited. So what autonomous cars theoretically could do is you would think if it's autonomous, it could drive itself without you being in the car. So let's say you live over on Seamarsh Road and you want to go to the beach. You could ride in your autonomous car or golf cart over to the beach access point, get out and then have the car drive itself back to your house and then have it come back to pick you up when you're ready to go. Almost like Uber.
without a driver. Exactly.
Without a driver. Right. So, if autonomous cars do become a reality, then that probably solves a lot of the beach access issues that we have in on a much more less expensive way, not having to change, bother condominium associations and whatnot that are neighboring these beach access points, but allowing people to have better access to the beach. It's just a fascinating thing to think about.
Yeah, and you also can see, really see that being done. See that being done with carts, as you mentioned, electric carts would really make a lot of sense in our community. And we talked about 5G at the beginning, and you think about what it would take for a community like ours. My perception is that it wouldn't require a lot of infrastructure, private infrastructure. Because most of this would be either utility type driven, but it's really going to be driven by satellites, because I think what we're going to see is that the proliferation through Starlink, which is Elon Musk's company, Amazon's got their own version going, and there are a number of others putting up thousands of satellites, that this is going to be available everywhere without really a lot of infrastructure required. So then it becomes an understanding of how do we take advantage of it? And what do we need to do?
Yeah, it becomes more of an application, concern. And if you think about from, it could really change how you promote or market a community. It could change how you tour a community. I mean, I imagine you know, Google and a lot of other companies are working on wearable devices. I think Google's is called Google Glass, and it's basically like eyewear that you wear that practically is like a computer itself. And, you know, you could be walking around and it can recognize people or recognize things or you know, pass along information to you through your glasses. And I could see if we had set up throughout our community, different information tidbits throughout the community. For example, if you're at Drummond Park, you could have a, you know, notifies when a visitor walks through Drummond Park and their little Google Glass pops up some information about, you know, the hours of Drummond Park or some educational piece about our marshes. Or when you're driving past on Sea Marsh Road and you pass Omni Sprouting Project, a little notification could pop up to tell you about that. And it would be an interesting way to educate not only our community members about our community, but also guests who are visiting here, which could help convert them into becoming potential property owners in the future.
Yeah, you could also experience that through augmented reality, through a headset, and learn about what our community is like before you get here and probably walk into a lot of these places where you could market the plantation that way, or the Amelia Island Club could certainly market its amenities that way.
We were talking before this podcast about you went on a trip recently to Disney, and some of their newest rides are, you know, combine a traditional mechanical ride with a augmented reality ride, where it's a screen that you're basically watching a video, but it not only does the ride coordinate with the video, but everything from the smell, you know, it'll, for example, if you're supposed to be out by the beach, it releases the smell that smells like the beach. And it was really fascinating. And I started thinking, well, that's what people are going to be doing in the future for marketing videos. You know, think about for the club, you know, here's a video of what it would be like to be sitting out at the ocean club and hearing the ocean waves and smelling the beach, and all of those different aspects would be really neat to combine into a really like a, it's just a true virtual experience.
A Disney ride, except that you wouldn't have somebody there spraying water in your face like they do to kind of really make it feel real. But I think you're right. I think that's how a lot of people will see future real estate. That's how they're going to view it. It won't be on a two-dimensional screen like it is today at Zillow. It'll be through augmented reality, and you'll really understand it. So there are a lot of changes that are coming through this. And I think this the time frame on this is really in the next 1 to 2 years, because Elon Musk's his Starlink satellite business is already in the data, you know, in the trial phase, and you can sign up, and I expect that he'll be really up and going by the end of this year and have that as an option. So we're going to see that here on the island soon.
That's amazing to think about that. It's not that far away. Some other interesting things that how it'll change how we live is your home. We already have smart appliances, but that's really just kind of the beginning of the smart home technology. We're going to, you know, your appliances today already will communicate with each other and through the internet. And that's only, those applications are only going to grow. For example, Dad, you were talking about what your water softener.
Yeah, we have a program through the supplier who put in our water filtration system. And anytime I get low on salt or a product, it automatically communicates. They come out, fill up my tanks, or if my filters on my reverse osmosis system they start to back up or get clogged, they come out and send me a notice that they're going to be replacing those. So I think that's the kind of thing you're going to see more and more of that. And again, it's the technology that enables the high speed and low latency type technology that's going to allow that to increase.
Absolutely. And you could see, you know, our service industry in the area, whether it's a security service or, you know, club service, there's going to be a lot of different applications that are going to evolve out of this new technology that will provide better service to our community members as well. Another piece that will be, I think, very different is telemedicine, which has really kind of got a kick off the ground from last year, but the ability to do a lot of your routine medical care remotely is a trend that's only going to continue to grow. And it'll be interesting to see how that impacts our community as well.
You know, there's how many friends do we know that spend several hours traveling to Mayo to get their healthcare needs, and we're fortunate to have a clinic like that nearby. But I see a time coming soon where wearables, a combination of wearables and this ability to transmit a lot of data, will enable you to work with whatever clinic that you want to anywhere in the country through wearables and working with doctors remotely. And I think that will enable somebody to live here and still have the finest healthcare service without having to travel as well.
Absolutely.
Telemedicine's just is going to, I really think, change a lot of things.
Well, it's a fascinating time ahead of us. And I think the good news is originally, even just a few years ago, you know, we were thinking more along the lines of, well, what is the community going to have to do to prepare for 5G in the sense of infrastructure wise? And you mentioned earlier that, you know, due to satellites, a lot of this probably is not going to be an infrastructure play, but more of an application play. And I think that's a good news. That's good news for the community as a whole, because that, you know, infrastructure can be pretty expensive to install, but that's going to change drastically here over the next couple of years. And they're already talking about the evolution of 6G and what would be next. So things are changing fast, that's for sure.
Yeah, and maybe as you point out, it could eliminate some of the headaches that we have with parking. It could eliminate maybe some of the cell towers that we see at the golf course and other places, because through satellites, you know, and even today, we still really don't have the kind of connectivity at the beaches that you would like to see, but this would allow it everywhere. You know, they're always all this technology is great, and it'll keep us. We'll adopt these things, and be consistent with other communities. But what will always separate us and make living here special are the things that were special 50, 100 years ago. It's our trees, it's our beaches, and those are the things that we have to maintain and understand that's what draws people here. The other things just allow them to come, but it's really our environment here that makes us unique and special.
Absolutely. Well, that I think you're right. Obviously, our natural resources and beautiful environment we have is the main attractor to that brings people here that makes them want to live here. And I think we have a great sense of community as well. And I think that's something that gets isn't appreciated enough. And I think that 5G is going to have some impact on being able to further, make that community more cohesive. It's all going to improve how we communicate, which is going to keep the community more together, particularly when we have residents that don't live here necessarily full year or the whole year. So I think 5G is going to really help with that as well. And we just have to be prepared as 5G rolls out and as the world adopts it and gets used to it. We just have to make sure that we are staying ahead of the game, and making sure that our community association, our club, and our city and local governments are adapting this technology as well, because I think buyers and future property owners are going to come to expect it. And I think that it could be an additional competitive advantage for us over competing markets in the future if we implement it well.
Makes sense. Agree with that.
All right. Well, that is our episode today on 5G. We'd love to hear your thoughts, or if you have any suggestions on anything you'd like for us to talk about, we'd love to hear from you. So you can either text me at 904-557-5720, or you can send us an email at millergroupofamelia@gmail.com. That's millergroupofamelia@gmail.com. And we would love to hear your feedback, and we look forward to speaking with you the next time.